Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message from Father Trevor.
My name is Trevor. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm so glad to be with you this morning. What a glorious hour we just experienced together of the telling of the story of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to talk about that story for just a couple minutes before we have Holy Communion together. When I am at a Christmas party, a lot of times I like to play a game that I made up, which is try to guess another person's favorite Christmas movie. Most families growing up, you had like that one Christmas movie that you'd watch over and over every year. And I like to try to figure out what that is by what I can observe about somebody. So, you know, maybe it's someone of an older generation, something like It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street. That could be a good guess. If it's a family that's, a little bit unique or, you know, kind of singular, that sort of family, could be A Christmas Carol is a great guess. A Christmas Story, rather. The Lampshade, the Long Leg, and the BB Gun. Like, that's not a judgment, it's just an observation. A lot of folks, younger generations now, it's Elf. That's their Christmas movie. For my wife's family, Bonnie's family growing up, and still to this day, their Christmas movie is Home Alone 2. Nothing gets them in the holiday spirit like someone throwing bricks off a second-story building and hitting a bad guy in the head. That's just how they get festive. My family growing up, it was White Christmas. We were kind of a singing, dancing sort of family, not a brick-throwing sort of family. So that's the main contrast there. I love this song from White Christmas. It's still one of my favorite Christmas songs. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. And at this time of the year, we wish each other happy holidays, Merry Christmas, may all your days be merry and bright, because so often they're not. So often our lives aren't characterized by this overwhelming brightness or merriment, but actually by more darkness and sadness. Did you notice in our readings how many times those themes of darkness and sadness were a part of them and our carols? In this season of the year, we're tempted to gloss over the sad and the dark and to try to kind of Christmas paper over them with as much merriness and brightness as we can muster. The first Christmas I spent with Bonnie's family, they get two stories in one little message. That's pretty good. So the first Christmas I spent with Bonnie's family, we'd been dating for about a year and a half, and Bonnie had a cat, LaToya, that she named. So this cat, LaToya, I'm terribly allergic to cats, and so I knew I'm going to be with them for a week. So I got some special allergy medication, and I got there a few days before Christmas. Everything was okay, and then 2 days before Christmas, I couldn't find my meds. I couldn't find my allergy medication. And so, you know, the eyes start itching and turning red. My throat starts to, you know, get wheezy and triggers my asthma, and I've got a headache, and I'm sneezing and sniffling. I'm feeling miserable. On Christmas Eve, we go to exchange presents, as is their family tradition, and my now brother-in-law, Matthew, hands me a beautifully wrapped gift. Wrapping paper, bow, it was gorgeous. And I open it up, and there inside this beautiful package, it was my allergy medication. He had taken it and wrapped it up, and he basically gave me allergies for Christmas. Welcome to the family. But it was all wrapped up in a beautiful package. And at Christmas, aren't we tempted to paper over what is actually hard things in our life? And to paper over something that is suffering, to cover our darkness, to try to forget it, to try to ignore it, to try to get a break from it because it's just too much. Someone sent me an article from McSweeney's. I guess this is a humor website. Someone sent me this article a couple weeks ago. It was nihilistic password security questions. So nihilistic means that you think there's no meaning in life. You've just kind of given up. And so here's what some of them were. You know, the security password questions for your like online account, like what street did you grow up on? What was your mom's maiden name? What was your childhood pet? These are the life is meaningless versions of those. At what age did your childhood pet run away? What is the name of your favorite canceled TV show? What is the name of your least favorite child? Kids, parents don't have a least favorite child. That's just a joke. When did you stop trying? In what year did you abandon your dreams? And finally, on what street did you lose your childlike sense of wonder? That one's a little too close to home, isn't it? When was it for you? Don't we all have that moment where we go, Christmas is not what it was, is it? Maybe you can think of that. When a relationship that you built your life around fell apart. When that position that you were trying to get or that you never got falls apart. When you get the diagnosis. When your friend didn't stand up for you in school. When was it that you came face to face with the reality of sadness and darkness as a part of our life together? You know, we come to the Christmas season with memories of wonder, but as we grow, the merry and the bright are harder to find. When did you first realize that there's darkness in the world and that there's sadness in the world? As we read the stories this morning and as we sang our carols, they talk about sadness. They talk about darkness. That very first reading, it's a darkened sky that Abraham's looking out to because him and his wife can't have kids and they desperately want kids. And it's in that darkened sky, in that void, that the Lord says, look at the brightness of the stars. In our readings from the prophet Isaiah, there's very poetic. He talks about a light that's shining, a light that's coming. And then in the night sky that the shepherds are under, it's all of a sudden filled with brightness. The story of Christmas never asks us to ignore the darkness. It never asks us to try to paper over the sadness. But what does God say about it? What does God say about the reality of our world and its suffering and the tragedy we experience? Does the Lord say, did you hear him saying in this story, well, the darkness is your fault. You'll just have to figure out how to fix it. No. Did the Lord say, as we were reading these readings and singing these carols, I don't want to have anything to do with your darkness and sadness? Does he say, I'm sorry, you'll just have to live with it. Try and manage your expectations. No. What does he say? What is the story that we heard this morning? Over and over again, the Lord says, yes, you're surrounded in darkness. Yes, you're filled with sadness. I'll be right there. I'm coming. I will be with you in your sadness. I will be with you in your darkness. Just wait. I'm getting everything ready. I'll be there as soon as I can. I'll be there. I'll set things right. I'll fix it. I'll take the sadness and I'll make it joy. I'll take the darkness and I'll make it bright. Just get ready. I'm coming. As we read these stories and sang these carols, I'm filled with wonder. I'm filled with the wonder of Christmas, the wonder of Jesus, that he comes to be with us in our darkness and sadness. He didn't have to. Many people won't, but he will. And this is a story that doesn't ignore the darkness, but it points us to the wonder that God in his love chooses to be with us in it. Here's the story in the songs we've been singing. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Rejoice. Let your joy get bigger and bigger. Rejoice. No one will be harmed. No one will be destroyed. Rejoice, he's full of mercy. He's come to help those who are poor and those who are needy and those who experience darkness and sadness. This is good news. It brings great joy. It's peace. It's joy. It's favor. It's blessing. This is the word of the Lord to us. God has become one of us, come to earth to taste our sadness, by his life to bring us gladness, to drive away the shades of night and pierce the clouds to bring us light. God himself born into our darkness. He doesn't run from it. He doesn't ignore it. He doesn't try to paper over it with an empty word or an empty smile. He walks the path of darkness all the way to his death and darkness, to his execution on a cross, where we read that even though it was the middle of the day when Jesus hung on that cross, the sky turned black. He was surrounded in our darkness. He took our darkness into himself. There's this tradition, it's one of the earliest Christian traditions from 150 AD that says that the actual manger where Jesus was born, it wasn't a building, it was a cave. Jesus was born in a cave. We see in the birth of Jesus the shadow of the cross where he will go. And we see in the birth of Jesus the light of the resurrection. As we imagine that cave, we know that in another cave, Jesus' lifeless body will be laid to rest. The infant who on Christmas, in a cave, takes his first breaths, on Good Friday is laid in a cave after he's taken his last. And in both of those moments, there his mother Mary is watching, Mary who had witnessed all the promises and all the tragedy of the life of Jesus. But the God who was born in a cave would not stay dead in one. On the dawn of the third day, once again with the announcement of angels, death cannot extinguish the light of Jesus. And he is raised to a new day. And in his resurrection light, he shines out in the darkness. The darkness has not, cannot, and will not overcome the light of Jesus and the glory of his resurrection. The great brightness of Christmas is that Jesus comes into our darkness to transform our tragedy into wonder. At some point, we all lose our childlike sense of wonder and have to confront the reality of darkness and sadness. This morning, we celebrate that in Jesus, in his birth, in his life and death, in his resurrection and ascension, there is a new day. We can be filled with wonder again. In the New Testament, the last part of the Bible, talking about Jesus' resurrection, the writer says, "Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. Christ will shine on you. You were in darkness, but you can begin to live in the light of Jesus. Your eyes can open to see him." And one day when this life is over, we will awake, as we said in the prayer, to rejoice upon another shore and in a greater light. You can receive the light of Jesus this morning. You can receive the love he came to pour out on you. Jesus, in his love, in his birth story, he gives us the perfect example to follow, his mother, Mary. Mary receives the coming of Jesus with these words, as we heard Evelia say, "Let it be done to me according to your word." In other words, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will receive you." She receives the Lord humbly. It's nothing about her that made her worthy. But she receives the Lord knowing his love and his care for her. And she receives the Lord with great courage and braveness, because in taking in Jesus, she becomes part of the revolution of Jesus, of the lightness casting out the darkness. And you can receive that this morning. Maybe you need more light of Jesus in your life. You can say, "Yes, Lord." Maybe you've never invited the Lord into your life to shine upon you. You can receive that this morning. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you that in the midst of darkness and sadness, you do not leave us alone. You come to be with us, to mourn with us, to be present with us, but also to heal us, to shine your light that scatters the darkness, to give your love that heals our sadness. Lord, we receive you this day as we prepare to celebrate your coming at Christmas, as we await for your coming again in glory. We receive you, Lord. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored. O God, who caused that holy night to shine with the brightness of Jesus. Give us grace this day to receive with great joy your light. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.